there, fellow changemakers. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're all about giving you a boost.
A boost?
Yeah, in communication and networking. Especially for you social entrepreneurs out there, we are diving deep into a SEES training module. And believe me, this isn't your typical boring training. It's got some serious gems.
Real gems.
Just for folks like you.
Yeah, it's refreshing to see a module that really gets it. You know, they recognize that communication and networking aren't just buzzwords
right. For
social entrepreneurs. They're essential tools.
They're tools.
For building a movement, rallying support.
Yeah.
And creating the change you're striving for.
Oh, totally. But before we really get into it, what exactly is SEES?
So SEES is this fantastic European program all about empowering young social entrepreneurs. You know, they offer a ton of resources
mm-hmm. To
help young people develop the skills they need to make a difference.
So it's like a toolbox.
Exactly. And this module we're exploring today on communication and networking is just one tool in that box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got a whole range of modules
yeah. Covering
everything from like the UN Sustainable Development Goals to digital marketing.
Wow, that's awesome. So if you're like hungry for knowledge, SEES is a great place to start.
Definitely.
Awesome. So let's crack open this communication and networking module and see what we find.
Sounds good to me. So the module really emphasizes that effective communication. It's like the backbone.
The backbone.
Of any successful social enterprise.
Yeah.
Think about it. You've got this powerful vision,
mm-hmm.
a game-changing solution.
Mm.
But if you can't communicate it effectively, it's tough to get people on board.
Totally. Makes sense. So how do they approach this idea of effective communication?
Well, first, they acknowledge that communication isn't always easy.
Right.
Especially for social entrepreneurs, you know, who are often working across different sectors, cultures,
yeah.
and communities. They actually identify five main types of communication barriers.
Of five?
Yeah, five.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot.
Fill me in.
All right. So you've got the physical barriers first. These are pretty straightforward. Things like distance.
Okay.
Making collaboration difficult.
Huh.
Or even just a noisy environment.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it hard to have a productive conversation.
Makes sense. What else?
Then you've got the semantic and language barriers.
Mm-hmm.
This is where things get a bit trickier.
Okay.
It's about using clear, concise language.
Yeah.
Avoiding jargon.
Oh, yeah.
That might confuse your audience.
Hmm.
Think about pitching your social enterprise to potential investors.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure your message is crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
And resonates with them.
Right. Jargon can be a real killer, especially when you're trying to get people excited about a new idea.
Absolutely. And it's not just about avoiding technical terms either. It's also about being mindful of cultural differences.
Oh, interesting.
In communication styles.
Yeah.
You know, what might be considered direct and assertive in one culture could be perceived as rude or aggressive in another.
That's a great point. And I bet this is especially important for social entrepreneurs who are often working with diverse communities.
Exactly. Now let's move on to the socio-psychological barriers.
Okay.
These are all about the emotional and mental factors
right. That
can get in the way of effective communication.
Okay, like what?
Well, think about stress. If you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it's harder to communicate clearly and listen effectively.
Right.
Or consider distrust. If there's a lack of trust between team members
right. Or
between you and your partners,
yeah,
it's going to create a communication breakdown.
So it's not just about the words we use, but also the emotional context surrounding those words.
And that leads us to organizational barriers. These are all about the structures and systems mm-hmm. within an organization that can hinder communication.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a lack of clear communication channels, or decision-making processes are opaque and confusing. These kinds of organizational roadblocks
yeah. Can
really stifle innovation and collaboration.
Right. You need that open flow of information and ideas to make things happen.
And finally, we've got the cross-cultural barriers,
mm. Which
we touched on earlier.
Right.
These are perhaps the most complex because they involve navigating different cultural norms, values, and communication styles.
Okay.
You know, a simple gesture or turn of phrase could be interpreted completely differently across cultures.
Yeah.
And these misunderstandings can have real consequences.
Yeah, for sure.
For your social impact.
So how do we overcome all of these barriers? The module doesn't just leave us hanging, does it?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
It provides a whole toolkit of strategies.
Okay.
To break down those communication walls and build strong connections. And the first tool in that kit is active listening.
Active listening. I've heard that term before, but
mm. What
does it actually mean in practice?
It's more than just hearing the words someone is saying. It's about really tuning in. paying attention to their body language.
Yeah.
And trying to understand their perspective. It's about being present in the conversation and responding in a way that shows you truly get what they're saying.
So putting down your phone, making eye contact.
Yeah.
And really engaging with the person.
Exactly. And it also involves asking clarifying questions.
Yeah.
Reflecting back what you've heard to ensure understanding and validating their feelings, even if you don't agree with their perspective.
I can see how that would build trust, especially when you're working with people from different backgrounds or with diverse opinions.
Absolutely. And speaking of understanding different perspectives, the module also emphasizes the importance of empathy. It encourages us to step into the shoes of the people we're communicating with and try to see the world through their eyes. This can be incredibly powerful in bridging divides and building understanding.
Empathy, it seems like such a simple concept, but it can be so challenging, especially when we're faced with viewpoints that we disagree with.
It definitely takes effort, but the payoff is huge. You know, it allows you to connect with people on a deeper level and find common ground even amidst differences. And when you're working towards social change, that ability to connect and build bridges is essential.
So we've talked about active listening and empathy. What other strategies does the module suggest for overcoming communication barriers?
Well, it highlights the power of asking thoughtful questions. And I don't mean just the kind of questions you'd ask in like a job interview or something.
Right.
It's about asking questions that spark curiosity, encourage reflection, and help you uncover the underlying needs and motivations of the people you're talking to.
That's interesting. So it's less about extracting information.
Aye.
And more about fostering a deeper understanding.
It's about moving beyond the superficial and really getting to the heart of the matter. And this ties in nicely with another strategy that the module emphasizes, reflection. Taking the time to reflect on what you've heard. Consider different perspectives and analyze the situation before responding can make a huge difference in how your message is received.
I can see how that would prevent misunderstandings and knee-jerk reactions, especially in emotionally charged situations. But let's be honest, sometimes we need to do more than just listen and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need to present our ideas in a way that's clear, persuasive, and inspiring.
Absolutely. And the module doesn't shy away from that. It actually dedicates a whole section to presentation, pitching, and storytelling. Recognizing how crucial these skills are for social entrepreneurs.
Okay.
It's all about conveying your message in a way that resonates with your audience. Whether you're standing on a stage at a conference or pitching your idea to potential investors or even just having a coffee chat with a potential collaborator.
So they're acknowledging that presentation skills aren't just for CEOs and TED Talk speakers.
Right. It's a skill that every social entrepreneur needs to master.
Huh.
Regardless of their role or the size of their organization, and they break it down into some key elements that apply across the board.
Like what? Give me the inside scoop.
Well, first and foremost, they stress the importance of having a clear message.
Okay.
What's the one key takeaway you want your audience to remember? You know, it's easy to get caught up in the details and try to cram in too much information. But the most effective presentations focus on making a few key points really stick.
Okay, so clarity is key. What else?
Then there's framing. It's about how you start and end your presentation in a way that grabs attention and leaves a lasting impression.
Mm-hmm.
It's about thinking about the narrative arc. Where do you begin? What key points do you emphasize? And how do you bring it all together for a satisfying conclusion? Think about it like crafting a story. You need a captivating beginning, a compelling middle, and a resolution that leaves your audience feeling inspired and ready to take action.
That's a great analogy. It makes presentation skills seem less intimidating and more like something we can all learn and improve upon.
Exactly. And speaking of stories, the module also highlights the power of storytelling, especially for social entrepreneurs who are often trying to communicate complex issues and evoke emotional responses.
Right.
It encourages you to think about your aha moment, that turning point in your journey that made you realize the importance of the problem you're addressing and inspired you to take action.
I love that. It's about sharing your personal story in a way that connects with people on a human level and makes your message more relatable and memorable.
Exactly. Facts and figures are important, but they often won't move people to action on their own. You need to connect with your audience on an emotional level, and stories are a powerful way to do that.
So we've got a clear message, a compelling frame, and a touch of storytelling magic. What else do we need to make our presentations shine?
Well, there's delivery. This is all about how you present yourself, your tone of voice, your body language, your energy, and even the visual aids you use. It's about projecting confidence and enthusiasm, making eye contact with your audience, and using your voice effectively to emphasize key points and keep people engaged.
It's about owning your message and presenting it in a way that's authentic and engaging.
Precisely. And the module encourages us to think about our audience and tailor our delivery accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you presenting to a group of seasoned investors? Or are you talking to a group of high school students?
Mm-hmm.
Are you presenting in a formal setting, or are you having a more informal conversation?
It's about reading the room
and
adjusting your style to make sure your message lands effectively.
Right. And that brings us to another crucial aspect of communication for social entrepreneurs, pitching.
Ah, pitching. Every entrepreneur's favorite pastime, right?
Well, it might not be everyone's cup of tea, but it's definitely a skill that every social entrepreneur needs to master.
Yeah.
The module defines pitching as that concise and persuasive speech designed to spark interest in your project or product.
So it's about capturing someone's attention quickly and making them want to learn more.
Exactly. Yeah. And they even touch on the concept of the elevator pitch, that short, impactful summary you could deliver during a brief elevator ride. Imagine you're in an elevator with a potential investor, and you have just a few floors to convince them that your idea is worth their time and money. Your pitch needs to be crystal clear, concise, and irresistible.
Talk about pressure. But I get it. In the fast-paced world of social entrepreneurship, you need to be able to articulate your vision quickly and effectively. So how do they suggest we craft this perfect elevator pitch?
Well, they emphasize that it's all about highlighting the problem you're addressing, the solution you're offering, and the impact you're making. It's about conveying your passion and demonstrating that you have a clear understanding of the problem and a viable solution.
And I bet storytelling plays a big role here.
Absolutely. By weaving a narrative that showcases the human impact of your work, you can capture people's imaginations and inspire them to get involved. Think about it, which is more compelling. A dry list of statistics or a personal story about how your social enterprise is changing lives.
Stories win every time. They have the power to connect with people on an emotional level and make your message stick. But let's be real, becoming a master communicator takes practice. What kind of advice does the module offer for actually improving these skills?
Well, they remind us that communication is a two-way street. It's not just about talking, it's also about listening. They encourage us to pay attention to nonverbal cues, both our own and those of the people we're communicating with.
So things like body language, tone of voice, facial expressions, all those subtle signals that can convey so much information.
Exactly. By becoming more attuned to these nonverbal cues, we can become more effective communicators and build stronger relationships. They also encourage us to speak clearly and deliberately, avoiding jargon and using language that's accessible to our audience. It's about respecting people's time and ensuring that our message is easy to understand.
And I bet this is especially important when communicating across cultures or with people from diverse backgrounds.
Absolutely. And finally, they stress the importance of seeking feedback. It's easy to get caught up in our own heads and assume we're communicating effectively. But sometimes we need an outside perspective to help us see our blind spots. Asking trusted friends, colleagues, or mentors for honest feedback can help us identify areas where we can improve and become more confident communicators.
That's such a valuable point. Sometimes we need that external feedback to help us grow and develop our skills. So we've covered a lot of ground here with communication. But social entrepreneurship isn't just about being a smooth talker, right? It's also about building a network of supporters, collaborators, and allies.
You got it. And that's where the next section of the module comes in, networking.
Okay.
It's all about building those connections that can help you make your vision a reality.
Okay. I'm ready to dive into the world of networking. What's the SUSE take on this crucial skill?
Well, they start by defining networking and explaining why it's so essential for social entrepreneurs. It's not just about collecting business cards or attending fancy events.
Right.
It's about building genuine relationships with people who share your passion for making a difference in the world.
So it's about finding your tribe, those people who get what you're doing and are excited to support your mission.
Exactly. And the benefits of networking are huge. It can help you access new ideas, tap into valuable resources, find mentors and collaborators, and build a support system that can help you through the inevitable challenges of launching and growing a social enterprise.
It's like building a safety net for your social impact journey.
I love that analogy. And they even share a great video that delves deeper into the specifics of networking for social entrepreneurs. We'll be sure to include a link to that in the show notes.
Perfect. So they've convinced us that networking is important, but where do we even start? How do we find these valuable connections?
Well, the module provides a roadmap, starting with defining your networking goals.
Okay.
What are you hoping to achieve by expanding your network? Are you looking for funding, partners, mentors, or simply to learn from others in your field?
So it's about being strategic and intentional with your networking efforts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once you have those goals in mind, you can start researching events, conferences, workshops, and online communities where you're likely to find people who align with your interests.
It's about finding the right fishing holes, so
yeah,
to speak.
I like that. And they even suggest creating a list of professional contacts, complete with details about their expertise and how they could potentially be helpful.
So doing your homework and being prepared to make the most of networking opportunities.
Precisely. Now let's talk about networking in real life. The module acknowledges that networking can happen anywhere, from formal events to chance encounters at the coffee shop.
So always be ready to strike up a conversation.
Exactly. You never know where that next valuable connection might come from. And they offer some fantastic tips for making the most of in-person networking opportunities.
I'm all ears.
Well, first impressions matter. So they emphasize the importance of being approachable and engaging. This could mean starting with a genuine compliment, finding common ground, or simply asking a thoughtful question to get the conversation flowing.
So break the ice and show genuine interest in the other person.
Exactly. And once you've broken the ice, it's important to be clear about your interests and goals. Don't be afraid to tell people what you're passionate about and what you're hoping to achieve. It helps people understand how they might be able to support you or connect you with others who can
be your own best advocate.
Right. And they also emphasize the importance of reciprocity. Networking is a two-way street. Be willing to give as well as take. Offer your skills, knowledge, or connections to help others in return. This could mean making introductions, sharing resources, or simply offering a listening ear.
So build those relationships based on mutual support and generosity.
Exactly. And finally, they remind us to be adaptable. Recognize that different situations call for different communication styles. You might be more formal at a networking event and more relaxed at a social gathering. Read the room and adjust your approach accordingly.
It's all about being authentic and engaging, while also being mindful of social cues and context. So we've covered in-person networking. What about the online world? How do we build those connections virtually?
Well, the module highlights how valuable online networking can be, especially for overcoming geographical barriers and connecting with people from all over the world.
It's like having a global network at your fingertips.
Exactly. And they recommend a variety of online platforms and strategies for building those connections.
Like what? Give me the rundown.
Well, they emphasize the importance of professional social networks like LinkedIn. It's become the go-to platform for showcasing your skills, experience, and accomplishments, attracting potential collaborators, and finding job opportunities.
LinkedIn, the social media platform that actually helps you advance your career.
Right. And they provide some great tips for making the most of LinkedIn. First and foremost, they stress the importance of having a complete and compelling profile. This means highlighting your skills, experience, and accomplishments in a way that attracts the right attention. It's not just about lifting your job titles and responsibilities. It's about showcasing projects you've worked on, volunteer experiences, and even hobbies or interests that reveal your personality and values.
So paint a picture of who you are and what you bring to the table.
Exactly. They also encourage you to highlight academic achievements, extracurricular activities, awards, and community involvement. All of these details paint a richer picture of who you are and what you bring to the table.
It's about showing your commitment to making a difference, both professionally and personally.
Right. And they encourage you to use LinkedIn for more than just job hunting. Connect with people in your field, join relevant groups, engage in conversations, and share your insights and perspectives.
So be an active participant in the online community.
Exactly. And they also suggest using LinkedIn to research companies and influencers in your field. Follow them, engage with their content, and stay up to date on industry trends.
It's like having a personalized newsfeed for your social impact journey.
I love that. Now, beyond LinkedIn, they also recommend exploring other online platforms like Twitter, relevant forums, and online communities dedicated to social entrepreneurship.
So cast a wide net and find the spaces where your tribe is gathering.
Exactly. And they offer some general tips for online networking, regardless of the platform.
Like what? Fill me in.
Well, they emphasize the importance of building a strong online presence. This means being active and engaged, sharing valuable content, and interacting with others in a genuine and authentic way.
So be a contributor, not just a consumer.
Right. And they also remind us that online etiquette matters just as much as in-person etiquette. Be respectful, professional, and avoid spamming or self-promotion. The goal is to build genuine connections, not just blast your message to as many people as possible.
So quality over quantity when it comes to online networking.
Precisely. Now, I'm particularly excited about the next part of the module, the assignments and self-evaluation exercises. They're designed to help you put these communication and networking skills into practice and reflect on your own strengths and weaknesses.
Okay, let's dive into these exercises. What's first on the agenda?
Well, the first one is called the storytelling exercise. It starts by reminding us why storytelling is such a powerful tool for social entrepreneurs.
Because stories have the power to move people, inspire action, and create lasting change.
Exactly. And the exercise provides two different frameworks for crafting your story. The first one follows the classic folktale structure: context, turning point, action, reversal, and resolution. It's a great way to create a narrative with a clear beginning, middle, and end, building tension and then offering a satisfying conclusion.
It's like giving your story a solid structure so it's easy for people to follow and connect with.
Right, and the second framework is more like a traditional story arc: opening, rising action, climax, falling action, and ending. Both frameworks can be incredibly helpful in structuring your story and making sure it has all the elements that will captivate an audience.
So experiment with both frameworks and see what works best for you and your story.
Exactly. And the exercise encourages you to apply these frameworks to your own experiences, whether it's the story of your business, your personal journey, or even a story about someone you know. It's a great way to practice weaving a compelling narrative and seeing how these frameworks can bring your story to life.
It's about finding the heart of your story and sharing it in a way that connects with people on an emotional level.
Exactly. Now, the next exercise is all about taking stock of your current network and identifying areas for growth. They call it defining your current network.
Okay, so time for a network checkup.
Exactly. It starts by asking you to reflect on how you typically network. Is it at formal events, informal gatherings, or through online platforms? It also asks you to pinpoint your three strongest networking connections and analyze what makes those relationships so valuable.
So it's about understanding your networking style and identifying your strengths and weaknesses.
Right. Are you someone who thrives in large group settings? Or do you prefer one-on-one conversations? Are you a natural connector who loves introducing people? Or do you prefer building relationships more gradually? There's no right or wrong answer. It's about understanding what works best for you.
It's about playing to your strengths and finding networking strategies that feel authentic and comfortable.
Exactly. And to help you prepare for future networking opportunities. The module even encourages you to brainstorm icebreakers and conversation starters. Having a few go-to phrases or questions in your back pocket can make you feel more confident and prepared when you're meeting new people.
It's like having a cheat sheet for social interactions.
I like that. Now, the next exercise is one of my favorites. It's called active listening. This one really puts the principles of active listening into practice and helps you develop those all-important listening skills.
Active listening. It's a skill that's so crucial, yet often overlooked. What does this exercise entail?
Well, for this exercise, you need to find two partners. Each person takes turns playing the role of the subject, the active listener, and the observer.
So it's like a communication trifecta.
Exactly. The subject chooses a personal question or problem they want to explore. It could be a challenge they're facing at work, a personal goal they're struggling to achieve, or even a relationship issue they're grappling with.
So it's a chance to dive into something that's really on their mind.
Right. And the active listener's role is to truly listen with full presence and attention. They ask open-ended questions to help guide the subject's reflection, but they avoid giving advice or interjecting their own opinions. It's all about creating a safe space for the subject to explore their thoughts and feelings.
It's about holding space for someone else and allowing them to process their thoughts and emotions without judgment.
Exactly. And the observer watches the interaction unfold, taking notes on what they notice. After each round, the group discusses their experience. How did it feel to be the subject, the listener, and the observer? What insights did they gain from the exercise?
It's a chance to debrief and reflect on the experience, both individually and as a group.
Right. This exercise is so valuable because it allows you to practice active listening. In a safe and supportive environment, it helps you become more aware of your own listening habits and identify areas where you can improve. And it really highlights how powerful it can be to truly listen to someone without judgment or interruption. and create a space for them to feel heard and understood. It's a skill that can benefit you in all aspects of your life, not just in networking situations.
Absolutely. Active listening is a superpower that can transform relationships and create deeper connections. Okay, so we've explored a ton of strategies for effective communication and networking. But before we wrap things up, I'm really curious about this last exercise. Tell me more about mapping the ecosystem community. What's that all about?
Well, this exercise is all about taking a step back and visualizing your connections. It encourages you to create a visual map, either on paper or using a digital tool that represents your personal network and the resources available within your community.
So it's like creating a roadmap for your social impact journey.
You start by placing your name in the center of the map. Then you add elements that represent the resources, opportunities, strengths, support groups, and other key elements that exist within your community.
Okay, so we're building a visual representation of our network. What kind of things would we include on this map?
Think about the people, organizations, and resources that are essential to your work. This could include mentors, collaborators, funders, potential partners, community organizations, online platforms, even your own skills and strengths.
So it's a holistic view of our network, both internal and external.
And you position these elements on the map based on their impact on you. So things that have a big impact would be closer to the center, while things that have a smaller impact would be further away. You can use lines and colors to represent different types of relationships. For example, you might use a solid line to represent a strong connection, and a dotted line to represent a weaker connection.
It's a way to see the interconnectedness of our network and identify potential gaps or areas for growth.
Right. And once you've created your map, take some time to reflect on the process and what you've learned. What feelings came up for you while you were creating the map? What thoughts and realizations did you have? Are there missing connections or elements that you need to explore further? What potential new insights and opportunities does your map reveal? This exercise can be incredibly eye-opening. It helps you see your place within a larger community, identify potential areas for growth and collaboration, and recognize the resources and support systems that are available to you.
It's like taking inventory of your social impact capital.
I love that. Now remember, these exercises are just a starting point. The real learning comes from putting these skills into practice in your everyday life, whether you're attending networking events, connecting with people online, or simply having conversations with colleagues, friends, and family.
It's about integrating these skills into our everyday interactions and making them a part of who we are.
And don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. The key is to stay curious, stay open to learning, and keep practicing those communication and networking skills. The more you use them, the more natural and effective they'll become.
So what are some key takeaways from this deep dive into the SUSC module? What are the big aha moments for our listeners to take away and apply?
Well, first and foremost, it's clear that effective communication and networking are absolutely essential for social entrepreneurs to succeed. You know, it's not just about exchanging business cards or having a polished elevator pitch. It's about building genuine relationships, understanding your audience, listening actively, and crafting a compelling narrative that resonates with people on an emotional level. The module also emphasizes the importance of practice. These skills don't develop overnight. They require consistent effort and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. But the rewards are well worth it.
It's about investing in yourself and your ability to connect with others and make a difference in the world.
Exactly. And finally, the module reminds us that networking and communication aren't just about professional advancement. They're about building community, fostering collaboration, and creating positive change in the world.
They're about tapping into the power of human connection to create a more just and sustainable future. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling incredibly inspired after diving into this SUV module. It's packed with practical tips and insightful exercises that can help any social entrepreneur level up their communication and networking game.
I agree. It's a fantastic resource for anyone who's passionate about making a difference in the world.
So before we sign off, I have one final question for you, dear listener. What resonated most with you from all of this? What's one small step you could take today to put these insights into action? Maybe it's reaching out to someone you admire on LinkedIn, practicing your elevator pitch in the mirror, or simply being more mindful of your listening skills in your next conversation. Remember, every small step counts, and the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of communication and networking. We hope you found it as insightful and inspiring as we did.
And remember, the journey doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep using your voice to make a positive difference.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode, share your takeaways, your aha moments, or any questions you might have. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.